When a couple of COVID-19 cases were reported last month in the Delta Junction area, the local school district elevated its risk level to moderate, which required, among other things, limits on the number of students attending classes in school. Since then, there haven't been any new local COVID cases, so Delta Greeley School District officials shifted back to the lowest level of risk on Monday, the same day the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District went to code red.
We're past now 2 weeks since the last confirmed case, and we feel that we can move comfortably to a low-risk scenario, and so far, it's worked extremely well.
Delta Greeley Schools Superintendent Sean Straley says district students are again back in the classroom, but he says most other precautions remain in place, including frequent hand washing and intensive cleaning of the schools, as well as temperature checks and social distancing. But he says masks are not required under either low or moderate risk levels.
We're promoting masks, we're supporting masks, we're encouraging parents to send masks with their children. We have not mandated masks as far as saying you must wear them.
That policy differs from the Denali Borough School District, which has been operating under its lowest COVID risk level since classes began last week.
Face coverings are required for all staff or students or anybody that's in our buildings.
Denali Schools Superintendent Dan Polta says district officials also are taking the perfunctory precautions like hand washing and social distancing, and they're monitoring the coronavirus situation locally and elsewhere on the road system, especially Fairbanks and the state's other urban COVID hotspot to the south.
We've been watching that as they've been trending into that high red alert as a community, because we have a lot of connections in Fairbanks, even for like the weekend shopping trip. So we want to be aware of what potential risk is coming from Fairbanks, what's coming from Anchorage, because we have a lot of traffic on the highway.
Polta and Straley say their districts have made other COVID-related changes, especially boosting staff and support for online classes, because the district may have to begin teaching that way if COVID cases increase. They say online instruction has worked pretty well in their respective communities, which mostly have good internet service. But they know some households aren't so lucky. So Straley says the Delta Greeley District has teamed up with an internet service provider to help those families.
We worked hard on that last year, helping those folks out, and we have amazing internet providers in town who helped a lot of people get set up.
Polta says the Denali Borough District last year began handing out dozens of so-called MiFi devices that serve as a Wi-Fi hotspot and enable internet access through a cell phone connection. He says some households required two MiFis to keep up with the demand for bandwidth.
We did find that there were sometimes, especially in the distance learning, that we're like, yeah, that family should have two, because it's a staff member that's leading Zoom meetings and like three different kids all in Zoom meetings.
Both superintendents say the demand for online instruction will only grow in the years ahead, as shown by the sharp COVID-driven increase in homeschooling in both districts. But the superintendents also believe there'll be a newfound appreciation for in-person education after the whole coronavirus ordeal passes. Ideally, Straley says, the type of instruction that happens in a classroom.
You know, it's so important to have the students in the building working with our teachers and providing that rich instruction and content.
Polta says he looks forward to returning to a learning environment that allows students to talk and interact with each other, an environment that's a lot harder to establish with online classes.
Because they're taking away those, you know, person-to-person connections, the student-to-student conversations, that kind of development of content and knowledge that we do collectively when we're together.
Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.